WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. For months, President Biden has urged Israel's Netanyahu to protect civilians in its war with Hamas. Thursday night, he declared Israel has gone too far.
In a Thursday primetime news conference, the president said he was working to end the Israeli-Hamas war and return hostages. He also criticized the number of civilians killed, saying the Israeli response
in the Gaza Strip has been over the top.
Israel blaming Hamas for the innocent casualties, saying that terror group puts its weapons and headquarters in civilian areas. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Two more caucus wins for Donald Trump on Thursday. He takes Republican caucuses in Nevada and the U.S. Virgin Islands. With the border provision removed, a bill with military aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies survived a test vote in the Senate on Thursday. A final vote could happen next week. This is ABC News. Go to jail. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. rejected former Trump aide Peter Navarro's bid to stay out of prison while he appeals his contempt of Congress conviction. Judge Amit Mehta ordering Navarro to report to prison to serve a four-month sentence when he gets the order from the Bureau of Prisons. The FBI is getting involved after two women from Kentucky reported being sexually assaulted on a beach in the Bahamas during an excursion off a Carnival cruise.
Amber Shearer and Dungalia Dobson went to a beach recommended by the cruise ship, and they ordered cocktails. The women say they were drugged, then sexually assaulted by staffers from the resort. Police in the Bahamas announcing the arrest of two men. Just days before that cruise, the State Department issued a travel advisory for the Bahamas because of violent crime. The women say they had no idea, and their lawyer argues Carnival bears some responsibility.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An attorney with energy company Enbridge tried to vacate an order that would shut down part of the Line 5 pipeline that goes through the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewas Reservation. Enbridge's attorney argued before a federal appellate court Thursday. They say that a treaty between the United States and Canada bars any authority from impeding the flow of oil between the countries. A federal judge last year ordered the pipeline to be moved off the reservation within 3 years. The daughter of an inmate who killed himself at the Waupun State Prison is suing state officials. Megan Hoffman says they didn't give him adequate mental health care and medication. Dean Hoffman was found dead in his cell in 2023 on his ninth day in solitary confinement. He's one of at least three inmates who died at Waupun that year. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing to the Minnesota Timberwolves, 129-105. Milwaukee's lost five of their last six games. Doc Rivers blaming it on the team's travel schedule.
You know, you come back from the trip we just came back from, you know, sleep patterns. And then I've never seen the, you know, just the flights that they had us time change coming back, back-to-backs. insane. Having said that, no one feels sorry for you.
NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame announcing its new class of inductees, including two former Packers, Julius Peppers, and offensive lineman Steve McMichael. The Bears' Devin Hester also voted in. The Chiefs and former Packers Marquez Valdez-Scantling says playing with Aaron Rodgers was a difference maker in his career.
Aaron is one of my closest friends, probably one of the best teammates that I've ever played with in my entire life. I'm forever indebted to him. You know, him giving me this opportunity throughout my 4 years in Green Bay. He's a great teammate, great friend, great leader. Love the guy to death.
That's the Chiefs MVS with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies, lower 30s by sunrise. Breezy west winds up around 30 and 35 miles per hour. It stays breezy Friday. Cloudy skies, mid-30s in the afternoon. Saturday, lower 30s and a partly sunny sky. Right now, it's 34.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, it's a really big day, and we're kind of processing what happened in the Supreme Court this morning. Donald Trump, is he guilty of insurrection? Is the Section 3 of the 14th Amendment self-executing? Is Donald Trump an officer of the United States? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So there's a growing consensus. I've been during the breaks here. Checking out the commentators on TV and also, you know, reading the various newspapers and whatnot that I can find online. And the growing consensus is that the Supreme Court is going to say, sorry, Colorado, you can't keep him off the ballot. There may be a couple of different rationalizations for this. One could be the officer of the United States rationalization. Another could be that the 14th Amendment is not self-executing. These are highly technical. And that's probably the kind of thing the Supreme Court is going to want to go with, because it's going to cause the average person to go, oh, I guess this is all that legal highfalutin stuff that only, you know, top-notch lawyers and Supreme Court justices understand. I think the biggest shock for me this morning was that Clarence Thomas was sitting there after his wife engaged in this insurrection, deciding whether Donald Trump should be kept off the ballot for engaging in an insurrection with Clarence Thomas's wife. I mean, that's pretty breathtaking, really, when you think about it. So, all that said, let's continue our conversation. Pick up your calls here. Jim in Lone Tree, Colorado. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, with the Supreme Court accepting this case, isn't that an admission that he did commit insurrection and that they're just trying to decide if he is disqualified or not? And no. I haven't heard any judge say he's not guilty of insurrection. So,
well, and in fact, the Supreme Court of Colorado said that he is guilty of insurrection, although they did not provide any specific penalty and they didn't cite any specific statute. But they said, for purposes of the 14th Amendment, what Donald Trump did was insurrection. And that was ruled by the district judge as well as by the Supreme Court, the Colorado Supreme Court. Oh, I just lost my caller. I'm sorry about that. I don't know if you dropped or I dropped you, but I think you must have dropped off. Clay in Vicksburg, Mississippi. Hey, Clay, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, I guess first let me just make a quick comment to Billy that called about and mentioned that he thought that Donald Trump believed that he had been cheated.
Yeah.
Well, that's obviously not the case, because every single time Donald Trump has ever lost anything, he has claimed fraud. And even before he loses, he claims fraud.
Right. And lies about it. Well, not only that, in 2016, he and Roger Stone had already registered Stop the Steal as a website.
That's,
I mean,
my point.
He was going to do this in 2016 if he lost, as he fully expected to lose. And then in 2020, when by the summer of 2020, when it was obvious he was not going to re-election. I mean, his poll numbers were just in the tank. At that point, he began ginning up this idea that there was voter fraud and all this. I mean, you know, he saw this coming. He knew what was going on.
Yeah. So for the case in the court, the Supreme Court, I think that most of the judges had reasonable concerns and questions, except for Clarence Thomas asking about historical precedent or whatever. Has this ever been done before? Well, who cares? This is the first time, you know, so it doesn't matter if it's not been done before.
Right. But anyway, we've never had a president lead an insurrection before.
Yeah. So I think it's a slippery slope to give the states the choice on this. Now, they have the choice for age and the choice for citizenship.
No, they don't have a choice.
They have to follow the Constitution. What I mean, it's easy to say, you know, that it either is or it isn't. But right. In a case for insurrection, well, that, you know, if you give the states the right to decide on what is insurrection and not, these red states, you know, they're going to just come up with whatever.
Yeah.
And
the former insurrectionist states, you mean, Clay? Like where you live?
Yeah.
In Mississippi.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. So I think that could potentially be a huge problem if this is allowed to, you know, if the states can make this choice, unless it's very, very strictly, you know, regulated.
Yeah. But well, and my guess is that that's what the Supreme Court's going to do. They're going to ring fence this thing. They're going to say, you know, okay, you could have done this, Colorado, this and this and this had happened.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think they're going to let it happen. I think it's going to be pretty much almost unanimous, if not unanimous, that they can't do it.
I agree. I think the one dissenter may be Sotomayor, but we'll see. It's going to be, Jackson.
Yeah, but as far as Trump doing insurrection and convicting him of that, I think that's also going to be a hard something to do because. You know, his rhetoric is bad, but rhetoric is not. It seemed to me, from what I've been able to understand, is that the people around him organized this thing, and whether or not he was directly involved, I can't remember if there was any direct connection, you know, between him and Bannon or, you know, these other people that kind of organized the assembly of the people.
Right.
But so I think that could be it's going to be a hard swallow to get, I think, a conviction on insurrection for what Trump did, what he did was despicable.
I suspect you're right, Clay.
And what he wanted to do is despicable.
Yeah, I suspect
anyway,
you're right.
That's my thought.
Clay, thank you very much. By the way, I just looked up 18 U.S. Code 2383. This is a federal law. It was put into law in 1948. Interestingly, and it's titled Rebellion or Insurrection. Whoever incites, sets on foot, assists, or engages in any rebellion or insurrection against the authority of the United States or the laws thereof, or gives aid or comfort thereto, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and shall be incapable of holding any office under the United States. Which raises the question again, and I've mentioned this a number of times, and, you know, why didn't Jack Smith indict Donald Trump for insurrection? I really think he should, and I don't think it's too late, but I'd love to see that trial. John in Auburn, California. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, y'all. Morning here, sir.
It is here, too.
I'm referring to the term chief executive officer.
Mm-hmm.
The President of the United States, Chief Executive Officer, he signs all of congressional bills into law. He isn't Chief Executive Officer.
I agree with you. I agree with you, although that phrase does not appear in the Constitution.
Well, it was a comment I heard this morning by William from Part 2, Minute 14. 50 seconds.
Yeah. Common sense suggests that he's an officer of the United States. Tradition suggests he's an officer of the United States.
I think that William suggested it was part of the Constitution.
Yeah. The phrase "chief executive officer," to the best of my knowledge, does not appear in the Constitution. That's a modern corporate phrase. You know, I think it's a 20th century corporate phrase. I don't think the phrase CEO was in widespread use before the 1940s. Although I could be wrong, but I remember when I was a kid when CEO. Yeah, this was in the 60s or 70s, and there were presidents of companies who started calling themselves CEOs, and it was like the prestigious thing to do.
Anointed.
Yeah, and part of it was that they were starting to split out these executive offices. There was the chief executive officer, then there was the chief financial officer, the CFO, and then there was the chief,
operations officer.
Yeah, exactly, COO. They had a bunch of these different chief officers, but all of that, to my recollection. Again, I may be wrong, but to my recollection, all of that is 20th century, 21st century stuff. But I think... Yeah, I think technically you're right. John, thank you for the call. It's 15 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back. A lot to talk about here. What's going on? How's this going to shake out? Where are we going? What does Bush v. Gore tell us about this? I'll be back with your calls right now.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
1600 AM on Bush. Well, revisiting Bush v. Gore in a way. We'll be right back.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
1600 AM WLAK Amory's radio station.
Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dog Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/tom. DR.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded the Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
There are a lot.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe.
Using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. So let me guess, your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You still hurt and you're stressed out. That's how it is for a lot of Americans. That's why I stick with CBD from CB Distillery. I took some last night. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like I did to CB Distillery. With over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to get you started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com. And the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off everything on the website. cbdistillery.com. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, 21 minutes past the hour. Jake in Seattle. Hey, Jake, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm hoping you can help me out here. You know, win the water cooler wars. I work with some Republicans, and I know when I talk to them about this, they're going to say, well, Donald Trump hasn't been convicted of insurrection. The jury hasn't found him guilty. And I'm curious, how can I respond, you know, when to the layman, that's what matters, a jury of our peers?
A judge or jury. Because in our legal system, you have a choice, a judge or a jury. And what happened in Colorado, and Donald Trump was given an opportunity to come and make his defense. He was invited, and his lawyers actually did show up, but he never showed up. But in district court, in state district court in Colorado, a judge ruled, ultimately, after hearing the evidence, after hearing, you know, I mean, they had people from the Capitol Police come in and present evidence. They had Donald Trump's lawyers come in and say, no, it wasn't an insurrection. They heard the evidence, and this judge ruled, yes, he committed insurrection. No, he should not be removed from the ballot. That then got appealed to the Colorado Supreme Court. And the Colorado Supreme Court, again, looked at all of the evidence and all of the testimony, and they said, yes, he did commit insurrection, and therefore he must be removed from the ballot. And that's why this is before the Supreme Court, because two different courts found Donald Trump guilty of insurrection.
And I understand that, Tom, and you don't have to convince me. I was awake in November and December of 2020, but I don't believe he was in those cases were regarding his eligibility on the ballot, not whether or not he committed insurrection. Am I misunderstanding that?
Yes, you are, Jake.
How am I going to convince Republicans?
Well, I doubt you can, but. The case that was before the district court, Judge Henderson, as I recall, the case that was before the district court in Colorado specifically was, is Donald Trump disqualified from being on the ballot because he committed an insurrection? And with the question of whether or not he committed an insurrection, not the question of whether or not he's qualified to be on the ballot, but the question of whether or not he committed an insurrection was the predicating question of the entire case. If the judge had ruled that he had not committed insurrection, it never would have gone to the Colorado Supreme Court, or it may have under appeal, but you know, it may have turned out quite differently. But the judge ruled, yes, he committed insurrection.
He's been found guilty of insurrection by two courts.
I'll try to get it through their thick skull.
Yeah.
I'll try to get this through their thick skull at work. Appreciate you.
Good luck with that, Jake. Thanks for the call. Gordon in Los Angeles. Hey, Gordon, what's up?
Hey, Tom.
Hey.
Love your show. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
This is in the area of if Donald Trump is an officer, if he can be titled an officer. Well, I've pulled up the text from his immunity trial, his immunity case,
right,
and the decision. I guess I don't know how to name it. It's page 24, section 24, at the bottom of the first paragraph. It says, but as the Supreme Court has unequivocally explained, no man in this country is so high that he is above the law.
Correct.
No officer of the law may set that law at defiance with impunity. All the officers of the government, from the highest to the lowest, are creatures of the law and are bound to obey it.
Right. And Trump is arguing that he's not an officer and he never took the oath of an officer because he never served in Congress or the military.
But this is saying that the president, but I'm pretty sure that there's other text in here, because I heard it, where they referred to Trump, Donald Trump, as an officer.
Right. Oh yeah. I in my mind, there's no doubt that the president is an officer of the government. I mean, the presidency is an office of the government. that is mentioned 20 times in the Constitution. So you know, there's.
But
go ahead.
But wouldn't that? Why doesn't that, dispel this argument that, he is not an officer?
Well, the argument that they're making, Gordon,
applies to the 14th Amendment.
Yeah, the argument that they're making is that because the president's oath is slightly different from the oath that you take as a member of Congress or as a police officer or when you join the military, and it says support the Constitution rather than defend the Constitution, or maybe it's the other way around, but it's slightly different. The wording is slightly different. What they're saying is that, therefore, the president, A, the president's not an officer, and B, any other previous president in the history of the United States could still be impeached, or could still be kept off the ballot, rather, because they were all officers, because all of them, every other president except Donald Trump, either served in the military or served in Congress, or both, before they became president. And so they all took that oath. That oath of the officer of the United States. Trump,
wow.
Who got out of the military because of his so-called bone spurs and who never ran for public office and so never took an oath of office, is claiming that, you know, the president's oath is slightly different and therefore he's not an officer and he's immune. And, you know, as weird as it sounds, that argument may end up prevailing before the Supreme Court. Gordon, I got to run, but thanks for the call. We'll continue the conversation right after this break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman
Program. Your hometown radio refresh. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
1260 AM. WLA's radio station. Amory's radio station.
Are you kidding me? We'll be ready.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
1260 AM. WLA's radio station. Amory's radio station.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris, 83 years old and looks amazing, still kicking, punching, and feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements into one. And when it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for a lot of us. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, gives you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code EASY or text EASY to 511-511 and claim 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. So text EASY to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. February is Heart Health Month. And I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve your heart health. More than half the population would still benefit from blood pressure support.
Superbeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure and to even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in Superbeets are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about Superbeets Heart Chews. I want to be healthy. I've been using Superbeets Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. So support your heart health with Superbeets Heart Chews. You get a free 1 month supply of Superbeets Heart Chews on all bundles.
From the heart of the St. Croix Valley, we're in touch with you. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. For months, President Biden has urged Israel's Netanyahu to protect civilians in its war with Hamas. Thursday night, he declared Israel has gone too far.
In a Thursday primetime news conference, the president said he was working to end the Israeli-Hamas war and return hostages. He also criticized the number of civilians killed, saying the Israeli response
in the Gaza Strip has been over the top.
Israel blaming Hamas for the innocent casualties, saying that terror group puts its weapons and headquarters in civilian areas. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Two more caucus wins for Donald Trump on Thursday. He takes Republican caucuses in Nevada and the U.S. Virgin Islands. With the border provision removed, a bill with military aid for Ukraine, Israel, and Indo-Pacific allies survived a test vote in the Senate on Thursday. A final vote could happen next week. This
local
is ABC
radio
News.
For you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehow. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin saw its first ever February tornado Thursday evening. One touchdown near Albany and Greene County and another near Evansville in Rock County. If a tornado warning is declared in your area, get down to the lowest level of your home immediately. Other areas of Wisconsin saw severe thunderstorms and hail. Misinformation is distorting the immigration debate, so says Vina Iyer, who's an immigration law expert. She says the notion that people come to the United States for government benefits is a stubborn misconception.
There are so many laws that actually highly restrict immigrants from getting any type of public benefits or services in our country.
Iyer says the U.S. needs comprehensive fixes to immigration law instead of stricter border enforcement. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies, lower 30s by sunrise, breezy west winds up around 30 and 35 miles per hour. It stays breezy Friday, cloudy skies, mid-30s in the afternoon. Saturday, lower 30s and a partly sunny sky. Right now, it's 34.
The Todd Almost Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Connecting with you on air, online, and on the Civic Media app. This is Lake Air 1260 AM, WLAK,
Amory's radio station.
Bonus with your Tomcast podcast subscription, you'll also get my best of the rest of the news, a daily 3-minute dose of what's going on in the world today that you can't afford to miss. So what are you waiting for? Get over to TomHartman.com today and sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States, found over at HartmanReport.com. You know, it's no secret that some Valentine's gifts require basically no thought, you know, like flowers. Problem is, your special someone also knows they require no thought. I have two awesome gift suggestions that are not only super easy to order, but you'll get rave reviews for your thoughtfulness and taste. I'm talking about super soft and luxurious loungewear and pajamas from Cozy Earth, the brand featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. Their popular bamboo pajama sets made from viscose, for example, are super soft, stylish, and naturally temperature regulating, so she'll sleep more comfortably all night. And you can't go wrong with their bamboo joggers. They have all the coziness of pajamas that she can wear just about anywhere. Louise and I love Cozy Earth. You're golden with anything you order from Cozy Earth this Valentine's Day. And now I can get you up to 35% off on Cozy Earth loungewear, pajamas, bedding, bath towels, and more, all backed by a 10-year warranty. Just go to CozyEarth.com and enter my promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, for up to 35% off. That's CozyEarth.com, and the promo code is TOM, T-H-O-M, CozyEarth.com. 35 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Craig in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hey, Craig, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah, I didn't catch the court this morning, so this is a little bit off the review of what was going on. But J. Michael Littig, and I'm not sure about Lawrence Tribe on this, both those guys seem to be on the same page, points out that the violation that is important to understand is that the executive vestiture clause requires the President of the United States to step down from power peacefully as part of the duties of the President of the United States. And the violation of that clause is, by definition, an insurrection. This is the insurrection that Trump should be held accountable for. It's clear cut. He worked hard against all evidence that it was a free and fair election.
Right.
And he violated his executive vestiture clause.
Interesting. I'm unfamiliar with that, Craig, but thanks for the tip on it. I can't speak to it because I'm not, you know, I don't know anything about it. I'll have to look it up. Is that a clause in the Constitution?
It's a YouTube video. I was doom scrolling this, and it's in the Constitution, and I should have got some research, but I just got home, got something. I got to go get the boy from school. I wasn't able to look up.
No, it's all good.
On it, but
it's all good.
YouTube.
I'll do it. I'll look it up myself. Craig, thank you. Thanks for the tip on that. I appreciate it. Rudy in Atlanta. Hey, Rudy, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I want to quickly say this. You and Joe Madison are probably the two most decent men that I know. And you, I just want to tell you thank you.
Well, thank
I want
you.
To thank you for all the knowledge and wisdom you guys spread.
That being said,
Tom, you know, I never thought that I'll be hearing what I'm hearing. I've never thought that I'd hear white men twist themselves up in pretzels over a position that's probably, in my mind, supposed to be one of the most dignified positions on earth. This guy is clearly, Tom, this is hard. This is hard to hear people twist themselves like this over some guy, over a guy like Donald Trump.
Mm.
This is hard.
Yeah.
And I want to say this. And like I told Jefferson when I last spoke to him, we're at a point right now where white men are going to have to come to terms with where they are and where they want to be going forward in this country. They know, most white men know that this guy is a turd. Now, whether they speak up and stomp this out, you know, it's beyond me. But Now is the time for good white men to step up.
Come to the aid of their country.
That's what I want to see, Tom.
Yeah, I'm with you, Rudy.
Where else are you going to go?
Yeah, I think what's going on with the Supreme Court and all of the contortionism that we heard this morning, to use your metaphor, is that they're terrified. I think that they are genuinely frightened I mean, these people don't live in you know, giant, you know, 30-room mansions with, you know, Praetorian guard like Elon Musk does, you know, or Jeff Bezos does. They are not invulnerable. They do have security, but they are not invulnerable. And I think, frankly, they are terrified that if they keep Trump off the ballot, that somebody's going to come and burn their house down or kill their kids.
Well, I mean, Tom, the way I see it as a black man, either way it go, you're going to have to carry the water.
Yep.
Yeah. There is no sweet answer to this.
Yeah.
You're going to have to face some things and go with it. But this clearly right here isn't going to end well, especially if you deal with Trump.
Yeah.
You can't outrun a lot, Tom. You can't outrun it.
Yep.
Period.
Yep. I agree with you, Rudy. I agree with you. Thank you. And thanks for your kind words. It's, you know, being in the same class with Joe Madison is a great honor.
Hey, man, you deserve every day of it, Tom. Love you, man. Take care.
Thank you, Rudy. Nice to hear from you. Thank you so much. Paul in Zilla, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your...
I mean, thanks to all you at the program for putting on this interesting conversation.
Sure.
My comment is this question of the office of the president.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we know that Donald Trump is a liar. But this is what he said. I do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of the President of the United States, and that's all capitalized, and will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of... He accepted he was taking office.
Yep.
Can't you throw that whole...
But does that make him an officer? That's the you know, how many angels fit on the head of a pin question that was being debated this morning.
Well, since every other government employee practically takes one that says he's also going to take... I don't know if enlisted men have to take that oath, but I know that anybody, once they become an officer in the military, has to solemnly swear that they will defend the Constitution against...
It's a slightly different oath, though, than the president's oath. And
it is.
And,
it is.
And this is...
I'm not sure that that's a good idea, that it's a different oath, because I think the first one that everybody takes is more comprehensive.
Well, I think what's insane is that we're saying, because there's two different oaths that both say you're either going to protect or you're going to defend the Constitution, that they mean different things. I think that's a complete BS argument. But it's, you know, these guys are getting, you know, what was the earlier caller in the first hour? He said it's Jesuitical. You know, they're like, you know, St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, sitting, you know, debating the subtle nuances of angels. They're just desperately trying to find a way to not piss off Donald Trump's followers, in my opinion.
And I think you are very right about that. I think that people do become afraid of these fascists who have large numbers of people.
And that's how fascists win, by the way.
Acolytes.
That's how fascists win. I mean, when Mussolini marched on Rome in 1922, I think it was, with his 20,000 black shirts, and this was the equivalent of the Proud Boys. This was a 100% volunteer militia, right? When he marched on Rome, the king just like freaked out and said, "Okay, all right, you're in charge. Okay, don't kill me." And I mean, you know, this is how fascists. You know, and Hitler, when he took power, what did he do? The Night of the Long Knives. He killed the people on his side who weren't quite loyal enough. As you know, Donald Trump hasn't killed people who weren't quite loyal enough, but he's certainly gotten rid of a lot of them, you know, politically. And now he's talking about wanting to kill him. He said he wants to put Mattis in front of a firing squad. And if he becomes president, it wouldn't surprise me at all if he actually did that. So, Paul, I got to move along, but I agree with you. I think the entire argument is nuts. Rob in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Rob, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, I agree with that argument being nuts because if he wasn't an officer, then why does everyone salute him?
Yeah, there's a good question, too.
You know, otherwise,
what the hell does officer mean, I guess, is the question.
Yeah. Hey, the one thing I wanted to say about the Supreme Court ruling is if they basically allow the states to go ahead and kick them off the ballot, I mean, there is a remedy in that whole movement that says basically that the Congress can override it by 2/3. So let's say, you know, Colorado says
he's
not qualified to be on it. They can just have a 2/3 vote. It's in Congress's hand again. To do that.
That's correct.
Otherwise, you know, and the only other problem I have with it is if they do allow it, you don't want the red state saying, oh, we're going to look for this guy to see if he has a traffic violation.
Well, that's different from insurrection.
Able to run. You know, no, I got you there, but, you know, and that would, you know, obviously be challenged as I just don't want to open a can of worms. But I think there's just no clean way out of this, because no matter what you do, that Trump crowd, the MAGA crowd, is not going to take, you know, anything but him being president as an answer.
Yeah.
So
I know,
you know, and so even if they allow it, it's not going to work. So let's say they disallow it and he, you know, runs for election. Even if he loses by a landslide, they're still not going to believe it. Yeah. I mean, there's just no clean way out of it.
No, you're absolutely right. And they want their dictator. I mean, you know, it's just they want Big Daddy. They want the guy who's going to tell them everything's going to be good. I'll take care of you. Don't worry. Just give me everything, everything, everything. Rob, I got to run.
Justify the means.
There you go. Yep. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back. It's in just a couple seconds. It'll be 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to your hometown radio refresh. This is the Civic Union Radio Network, 1260 AM, Emory's radio station.
Your hometown radio refresh. This is the Civic Media Radio Network, 1260 AM.
Did you know that the folks famous for making candy bars also own some of the most popular dog food brands? Yep, that's right. Candy and kibble from the same company. That just doesn't sit right with me. I don't trust these people to know what's best for Blue and Chewy. That's why I love feeding my dogs Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's full of real, wholesome ingredients like turkey, salmon, flax seeds, sweet potatoes, and spinach, with none of those sketchy ingredients. Plus, it's freeze-dried, raw, and pantry-safe. No fridge or freezer space needed. It's full of nutrients your dog needs to thrive. And dogs think it's absolutely delicious, even the picky eaters. I can get you up to 54% off your first Nature's Blend order, plus a free full-size pack of Tilly's Treasures, their best-selling beef-flavored dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/tom.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
You cannot talk about Black history without including some of the early music and art which flourished in the 1920s and 30s. Time now called the Harlem Renaissance. But this new Black cultural identity was growing everywhere. Trumpet player Louis Armstrong moved to Chicago. Painter Henry Tanner was accepted into the Academy of Design. Musician Robert Johnson recorded Delta Blues in Texas. Listen for another Black History story right here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
The story of Black History Month starts in Chicago. It's 1915 and thousands are there to celebrate. 50 years since the Emancipation Proclamation and the end of slavery. The gathering also inspires civic organizations to uncover the many achievements of Black citizens. By 1926, the celebration of African American history is official. This also is a time for rising racial pride. The Black middle class is expanding, and industrial cities like Milwaukee are luring African Americans with good jobs. There's so much more to tell you. Listen for the next Black History Month story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
The Todd Allbus Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbus Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Outgoing Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm. The way I joke about it is I'm probably not doing my job right if somebody's not ticked off at me most of the time.
The only way you can do it is if you have that steadfast commitment to doing justice. That tension's built into it, and that's quite frankly what makes the job just so phenomenal and exciting.
Get all this at no cost because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv. That's THOM.TV to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv. Tag, you're it. Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. February is Heart Health Month, and I encourage you and those you care about to take steps to improve their heart health. More than half of the population would still benefit from blood pressure support, including me. SuperBeats Heart Chews are the number one doctor, pharmacist, and cardiologist recommended way to support healthy blood pressure. And they even promote heart-healthy energy without the stimulants. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in SuperBeats are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 40,000 five-star reviews and counting, people are raving about SuperBeats Heart Chews. Because I want to be healthy. I've been using SuperBeats Heart Chews for years. I take them every night. Support your heart health with SuperBeats Heart Chews. Get a free one-month supply of SuperBeats Heart Chews and a free full-size bag of turmeric chews valued at $25 with your order by going to tomlovesbeats.com. Yeah, seriously, T-H-O-M loves B-E-E-T-S.com. And I do. I love beets. I love SuperBeats. tomlovesbeats.com. We'll be right back. I am right back. It's... Oh, my. James in Spokane. Hey, James, what's on your mind today?
Hi, y'all. I got to repeat again, you know, justice delayed is justice denied, Tom, and all these things. Justice Roberts, somebody should be reading this stuff for them and reminding them what they're saying and how they say it when it's unprepared text. Is he kidding? Talking about not wanting to set a precedent and affecting the electoral landscape across the country.
Right.
That's what law's about.
Yeah.
That's what law is. That's what you put in code and statute is precedent, and you affirm it by putting it into law.
Yeah.
That's all it is. So, I mean, somebody should read this for him and tell him what he said.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
It's very oblique.
I agree. And I think that there are, you know, at the very least, Alito and Thomas, perhaps Roberts, but certainly Alito and Thomas very much want Donald Trump back as president, in my opinion. They want that strong man, that authoritarian. They'd be very comfortable with a fascist form of government. Rest of them, I think they're just terrified. But again, this is purely speculation on my part. James, thank you. Thank you for your comments. Dan in Chicago. Hey, Dan, what's on your mind today?
I just had a question. Did they ever figure out who put those gals up on the 6th?
To the best of my knowledge, no, which is shocking, right? I mean, it's like Everybody was filming that. The Capitol has its own security cameras. They have to know who did that.
You'd think so. I mean, what agency is supposed to investigate that?
The FBI. It's federal property, so it'd be the federal, the preeminent federal police force is the FBI. I mean, arguably the Capitol Police, but
The Secret Service?
Yeah, the Secret Service protects the president. They don't protect members of Congress.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. Good to hear from you. Pat, I think they don't protect members of Congress. I might be wrong on that. Pat in Waterloo, Iowa. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, Mr. Hartman, thanks for your great program. And I just wanted to bring up something I read today on a CNN site from Tristan Snell, who's a lawyer, one of the lead lawyers in the Trump University investigation. And he says in his opinion that Congress has already found two things as a result of the second impeachment for Trump's incitement of insurrection.
But he was not convicted.
One that Yeah, but number one was that January 6, 2021 was an insurrection, and number two, that Trump not only engaged in, but incited it. Now, the Constitution governs how that conviction occurs, but it's notable that on bipartisan votes from the people that are from the persons that were put in both the House and the Senate, that by majority votes of 232 to 203, the House voted that he was guilty of both of those. And then even though the Senate didn't meet the 67 threshold, they still voted by majority 57 to 43 that he engaged in and that January 6th was an insurrection. So people that think that you got to have an impeachment with those rules in place need to keep in mind that the majority of our representatives voted then that the 6th was an insurrection.
Yeah. You know, if he had been, if the senators had had, if a handful of Republican senators had had the courage of their convictions and kept with what they were saying immediately after January 6th, I'm thinking Mitch McConnell in particular here, history would be quite different. Donald Trump would not have, had he been convicted, he would not have been able to run for re-election. I mean, that's another one of those qualifications, right, where you're disqualified.
Right.
So, yeah, I get your point, Pat. I do think that the failure of a conviction in the Senate is the fatal flaw in that logic, but or at least from the Supreme Court's point of view. But I'm not disagreeing with it. Pat, thank you for the call. Patsy in Yakima, Washington. Hey, Patsy, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. Quick question. Doesn't Commander-in-Chief make him technically an officer?
You would think. Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, that's where you're in charge of everybody. Hello.
Right, right. Well, at least he's commander in chief of the military, is what it says in the Constitution. So, yeah,
he has that title.
Right. I know this whole argument that he's not an officer is just bizarre. I think that what's going on here is they're grasping at straws. These Supreme Court justices, I think it's sad, frankly. Patsy, thank you. Stuart in Everett, Washington. Hey, Stuart, you got a quick one? I got about 25 seconds here.
Yeah, Tom, one of the justices asked a question if releasing money to a foreign government was aiding the enemy. And I think that's a direct implication that Biden should be impeached for doing that.
Oh, geez. Seriously? All right. I heard Trump's rant this morning about Iran. I got it. Stuart, I got to run, but thank you for the call. Thanks for being with us today. Fascinating day, right? A fascinating day. We'll continue the conversation tomorrow. It's Anything Goes Friday. Do we have any guests tomorrow, Sean? Oh, Congressman Connor will be with us for the first hour of the program. So, we'll see you then tomorrow. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us. That includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon, and we'll catch up with you on the other side.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you're making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you...
From the Mississippi to the Apple and points eastward, you're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK, Amory's radio station.
Hi, this is Dr. Tim Slecker.
And this is Dr. Johnny Lupinacci.
Tune in this week to Busted Pencils every weekday at 7 p.m.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Biden addressed the nation Thursday night on the special counsel report on his handling of classified documents.
In the primetime news conference, the president saying the special counsel exonerated him in the classified documents case, but that prosecutor also wrote he wouldn't take the case to a jury because they would see Mr. Biden as